Honorable Dr. Rishi Sali, you have 12 minutes.
Honorable Speaker, thank you very much for making available this time for me to speak on a very important topic and a critical topic that is very timely as we prepare to debate and pass a bill that aims to curb the use of banned substances in competitive sports. Banned substances as per the directive of WADA, World Anti-Doping Agency. At the outset, let me take a few moments to congratulate the newly elected council of the Colombo Municipal Council. We hope that they would live up to the expectations of the citizens of this beautiful city of Colombo, of which I too am a citizen. So my best wishes goes to all of them, all the elected council office bearers, the mayor, the deputy mayor, and all the elected members of the council, so as to deliver on what the citizens of this city of Colombo expect. Honorable Speaker, doping in sports, that is what we are deliberating today, is not just a matter of individual misconduct. It strikes at the very heart of fairness, integrity, and the spirit of human excellence that sports are meant to deliver. When athletes resort to performance-enhancing drugs, they are not merely gaining an unfair advantage, they are undermining years of training, dedication, and the ethical standards that define true sportsmanship. However, Honorable Speaker, let us be clear. The responsibility does not rest on the athlete alone. It extends to coaches, trainers, sponsors, and unfortunately, sometimes even institutions that look the other way, that fail to see or fail to educate athletes adequately about both the risks and the rules. It is our duty as legislators to ensure that the regulatory framework is not only punitive, but also preventive, proactive, and rehabilitative. Honorable Speaker, there is another equally alarming trend that deserves our immediate consideration. That is the growing and largely unregulated culture of gym-based fitness among our youth, both young men and women. Across our cities, suburbs, and even the villages, we are witnessing the rapid mushrooming of gyms. While promoting fitness and healthy living is commendable, the reality on the ground is far more complex and boring. Many of these establishments, having sprung up without any oversight, without any certification, and without any qualified instructors. Honorable Speaker, I must stress this point. We are allowing our youth to walk into these unregulated gyms and consume so-called muscle-building formulas, supplements, and sometimes outright anabolic steroids, without any medical guidance or knowledge of the long-term consequences. These substances, often imported, unregulated, and purchased online, are widely marketed as harmless protein powders or fitness boosters. But the truth is far from sinister. Studies have shown that, Honorable Speaker, you know too well, studies show that the misuse of such supplements can lead to irreversible hormonal imbalances, liver damage, renal damage, infertility, early onset diabetes, psychological disorders, and even premature death. Moreover, these substances can interfere with the natural growth and development of adolescents. They risk stunting of growth, their physical, emotional, and psychological development. What begins as an aspiration to look fit ends up in long-term health issues or dependency on harmful substances. Instructors at many of these gyms most often have no experience and have no basic knowledge of how to train an individual. They are themselves, most of them, just out of school. They lack knowledge, and worst of all, they lack the ethics and ethics to advise their clients. Some even sell or recommend these substances for a commission. There's nothing short of, this is nothing short of exploitation, and we must act against it with the full force of the law. Therefore, Honorable Speaker, while we are rightly moving to criminalize doping in competitive sports, we must also consider the broader public health crisis emerging in our backyard. I suggest that there should be mandatory registration and licensing of all gyms. Every gym in the country should be licensed under a national authority. And number two, certification of trainers and instructors. Trainers should have a basic knowledge of health of an individual, what are the substances that are harmful for aspiring athletes and those who aspire to have what they call the V-shaped body. They should be trained and they should also be registered, probably with the same authority that registers the gyms. Ban and regulation of harmful substances. Also, awareness and education campaigns among school children and university students and their parents. Moreover, most of the time, it is the children who go to the gym, the youngsters. They come with, many patients even have come to me. The parents have come with fancy big tins and on pictures on their phones and asked me, is it all right to give my child this? Because my child who goes to a gym, the instructor has told him, buy this. And of course, I'm telling you, Honorable Speaker, these are very expensive. Goes into more than 10,000 most of the time, a tin of that. Also, Honorable Speaker, we must not wait for this issue to spiral into a national health crisis. If we fail, we will be condemning an entire generation for a future of chronic illnesses, psychological trauma, and broken dreams. This is not merely a sports issue. It is a matter of our national health, of youth development, and therefore our collective moral responsibility. Honorable Speaker, speaking of moral responsibility, I feel compelled to take a moment to acknowledge a tragedy that shakes the conscience of humanity as a whole. As we deliberate on protecting sports and well-being of our youth, let us turn our thoughts to Gaza, where the most fundamental right, the right to life, is being brutally denied to tens of thousands of innocent civilians, children and infants. They are perishing under relentless attacks by the day. Aid convoys are being stopped. Whatever aid that is sent by countries are being stopped from getting into Gaza. It is sad to say that in this age, food and water are being used as weapons of war. Honorable Speaker, just as we speak for justice, fair play and moral behavior in sports, we must also reaffirm our commitment to these values wherever they may occur, under whatever circumstances and forms. As Sri Lankans, we are a people who have known the pain of war and suffering. We must speak up for peace, for justice, and for the protection of the innocents, whether on our soil or abroad. That, Honorable Speaker, is true sportsmanship. To be silent is complicity. Let this be Parliament that upholds human dignity and values in all its forms, from the playing fields to the battlefields, from our gyms and stadiums to the war-torn streets of Gaza. Let our message be loud and clear. Stop the violence. We as Sri Lankans call upon all parties to abide by the moral obligation of the two-state solutions as presented by the United Nations. A sovereign Palestine existing side by side with Israel, based on the 1967 borders. Honorable Speaker, let us be proactive. Let us legislate not with the intent to punish, but to protect and for the sake of peace. One more thing I would like to add here is, Honorable Speaker, as we talk of banned substances in sports, many of these, we see even the gyms that we see today. I have a knowledge of few of the gyms where youngsters gather. That is a place that we should pay little or more attention to what is happening today. These are unregulated. These are not registered with any authority. These are places where youngsters gather. I am of the knowledge that these are places where narcotic substances are freely exchanged. Nobody is going to go there and contest them or ask them what's happening, because they feel that this is a place where people come for fitness and for good health.
Honorable Member, you have
narcotic
another 2 minutes.
Substances are being traded there. So we have to, that is another reason why the gyms should be more regulated, and there should be some sort of registration and supervision of these gyms. Let us inculcate in our youth, let us be proactive, let us legislate, not with an intent to punish, but to protect and for peace. Let us inculcate in our young people the tools to go strong, not just in body and mind, in discipline, and most of all, in moral values. Thank you for your patient hearing, Honorable Speaker, and thank you for this opportunity that you have granted to me. Thank you very much.